Support for this market report comes from Country Financial, providing generations of Central Illinois farmers with crop hail insurance programs for individual producers, immediate family member, or tenant-landlord relationships. More information is available from your local Country Financial representative or at country-crop.com.
Good Wednesday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening commodity market report. The Commerce Department today says that the U.S. trade deficit fell in June to its lowest level since January as imports dropped sharply. The trade deficit fell 7% in June to a seasonally adjusted $41.5 billion from $44.7 billion in May. Exports rose 0.1% to $195.9 billion. That's a record high. Imports fell 1.2%, the most in a year, to $237.4 billion. Imports of petroleum products fell 3.3% in June, cutting the trade deficit in petroleum to its lowest level in 4 years. Trade guesses are beginning to roll in for next Tuesday's crop production and WASDE report numbers. Bloomberg has released its numbers. They look like this. Corn, average production at 14.250 billion bushels with a yield of 170.2. Soybean production pegged at 3.815 billion bushels. With a yield of 45.5. Ending stocks for 14 and 15 look like this. Corn, according to the people surveyed by Bloomberg, 2.034 billion bushels. And soybeans come in at 406 million bushels. Also this morning, private exporters reported to USDA export sales of 160,000 metric tons of corn for delivery to Colombia during the 14-15 marketing year. The Dow Jones Industrial Average trading 16,434. It's up almost 5 points. The NASDAQ 43.46, down 6. The S&P 500 at 1918 is down almost 2 points. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is World Weather Incorporated meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Today's Midwest weather still looks to be rather favorable. There's a little bit less precipitation being suggested for Michigan, Ohio, and Indiana over the next 10 days to 2 weeks, but I think that's probably going to be an error. The older model run suggested that the rains would occur in that second week, and I think that that will be the case. I'm fully expecting to see a well-balanced diet of shower activity and dry weather for most of the Midwest over the next 2 weeks, and that should translate into continued good summer crop development potential. The greatest rains near term are going to be focused on the western corn belt coming across Iowa, Nebraska, down into Missouri and Kansas, and ultimately into western and southern portions of Illinois and portions of Kentucky. These are the driest areas in the U.S. corn belt at this point in time, and rain totals are advertised to run 1 to 2 and local 3 to 4 inch amounts as we move forward through this next few days. Follow-up precipitation is expected to occur as well. The precipitation that falls will be light and somewhat erratic, but over multiple days there will be an opportunity for a little bit more moisture to occur. And then next week, during the middle to latter part of the week, I think there's a good chance we're going to see colder air return to portions of the Midwest, and as we move into that colder air mass, we should induce some rain in the drier biased areas of Indiana, Ohio, and Michigan, offering them a sufficient amount of moisture to help maintain good crop development potentials. So the overall bottom line is everybody gets rain at one time or another. And it looks like the temperatures won't be too bad either, although there will be some concern when the cooler air does finally turn into the region. And we'll expect to see some of those afternoon temperatures rather chilly across parts of the region, just like we've seen at two other points here during the middle of the summer season. The cooler conditions will slow crop development rates, but it will also help to conserve soil moisture, and that will likely translate into a continuation of good crop development potential when it does start to warm back up across the region, which is sure to occur as we get into the second half of this month, and in particular, probably in the last 10 days. With the warmer weather that comes at that time, though, will stimulate some aggressive crop development, especially in soybeans, which will be furthest behind in their development. And as long as we can avoid additional periods of cool weather like this, we will probably see the crops finish out in a favorable manner. There will be some rain and thunderstorm activity that will accompany the cooler air as it comes through the eastern Midwest. Maybe next week we'll see rain totals running a quarter to three quarters of an inch, with some local amounts up over an inch and a half. In the meantime, though, we will see that many areas in Michigan, Ohio, and Indiana will see only a restricted amount of rainfall, at least for a little while, and net drying may be the case, but subsoil moisture is still favorable enough to carry on normal crop development during this period of somewhat drier weather. The temperatures across the Midwest may be just a bit cooler biased here for the next few days. We're expecting to see the highs running mostly in the 70s and lower 80s across a big part of the region. This will be the case today and tomorrow, and probably Friday as well. The precipitation potentials will be high enough in those western Corn Belt locations that that's the primary reason for the temperatures coming down. And as we get away from the precipitation that's most significant during the weekend, early part of next week, we'll see the temperatures rebound again. At that point, we'll likely see the highs returning to the 80s and perhaps some lower 90s in the southwestern Corn Belt and mostly 80s in the rest of the region. The more significant cool-off would not occur before the second half of next week, and it's probably the second weekend that will be most notably on the cool side. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Support for agricultural weather comes from the Friends of WILL and from Busey. Busey supports small businesses and entrepreneurs to bring vibrancy to the local economy. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Let's see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter September wheat, 651, up 8.25. Soft September wheat, 560, up 7.5. September corn, 358.75, up 2.5. December, 369.5, up 2.25, now 2.5. Go out to July at 397.5, up 2.25. August soybeans, 1219.5, down 3.25. September, 1082, up a half. November, 1063.25, down 2.5. August soybean meal, 381.50, down 70. August soybean oil, 35.51, up 4 cents. August live cattle, 157.60, down 85. August feeder cattle, 220.90, down 35. August lean hogs, 117, up 115. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Bill Gentry of Risk Management Commodities, and he is in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Dave. Glad to be with you again.
So we are firmly the market is firmly in the control of Mother Nature for the next few days?
Yeah, Mother Nature seems to be kind of heavy-handed in the situation. I think that's going to lead us up to the numbers that we see next Tuesday from the USDA. I think in anticipation of that, we've seen a lot of private estimates as far as what they think the yield is going to be, production and carryout figures. But one of the things that we've been focusing on in-house is the carryout levels that we see and what is going to be the timeliness of harvest. The crop is not developing as quickly as we might have anticipated. We're not necessarily short on grow and degree days, but we're short on some daylight. And realistically, when you look at your carryout numbers in beans, you know, you've got probably 9.7 or just a shade under 10 million bushels consumption per day with a negative residual number of 69 million bushels. That's a really tight situation, and if harvest is delayed, your cash market could respond positively. Similarly, in corn, not quite as tight, but when you're consuming 34 million bushels a day and you've only got a 1.2 billion bushel carryout, there's not a lot of margin for error there either. And the corn crop seems to be going exceedingly slow in some areas at this time.
Yeah, I wondered if there was going to perhaps be some quick ship premiums come the early September.
There could be. The problem that we've got right now is most of this corn is not going to be drying down like we would like, and a lot of producers are not going to be very excited about basically firing up the driver and spending 20 to 40 cents to dry the crop down, mm-hmm. especially when you're trading, you know, 350, 360, maybe 370.
let's look at the report next week. If USDA comes in on the trade guess around 170, which would be a pretty good size jump for them in August, it's not unheard of to do that. Will the trade immediately think we're in 175?
I don't think so. I think realistically we need some more crop conditions to make that assumption. There is a camp of people that do think that, and I've talked to a couple of them. I think realistically if you get that 170 number, it basically lets the trade to the lows that we've seen recently, which I think the trade was dialing in a 172. And then you just check and see what your conditions do and see if it's able to violate that price support.
Well, the putting it another way then, you know, there's a lot of people saying, you know, December corn looking, and we don't have a lot of time, but December corn looking at the technicals could fall another 30, 40 cents. But if it's well priced in at 369, why would it fall further?
Well, I think that the bottom line right now is who's going to press the short side. We can't do it just yet because we don't know what the fall is going to be. You know, are we going to get a timely frost, an early frost, or a late frost? You know, that's going to damage the crop potentially. So the market really can't press to the extreme lows yet. What we do is we knock down some of those variables of production, which right now we're going through ear fill. Once we feel comfortable that that's going to take place, then we see what our harvest looks like. If we happen to frost this crop before we get black layered, that's going to be a challenge for the yield and probably be supportive to the market.
Thank you, Bill.
Thank you, Dave.
Bill Gentry of Risk Management Commodities. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana.